An interfaith rally in Canton on Sunday brought out hundreds of people protesting President Donald Trump's executive order on immigrants and refugees.
We are with you! We are with you!
Organizers expected about 50 people at the protest next to the Stark County Courthouse in downtown Canton. Instead, more than 400 showed up for We the People Welcome All to hear speakers like Imam Malik Abdul Zahir from the Canton Mosque.
We're all Americans. So for those who want to talk about Muslims, next time you're on an operating table and there's somebody with a different name that's operating on you, next time that you have some problem with your computer and there's somebody with a different name that's taking care of it, realize and understand that Muslims have given a great contribution to this country. We'll continue to do that. And we're glad that you're standing here with you.
Zahir was followed by Pastor Anissa Glazer Bacon from New Vision United Church of Christ. She was one of the organizers of the event, and she says she sees recent protests as just the starting point for outreach on many levels.
I think people are getting a lot of energy from being themselves. One of the things I learned at the Women's March in Cleveland was everybody had their own sign that was about their own thing that they were interested in, whether that was Standing Rock, whether that was refugee rights, whether that was environment. You know, everyone had a different sign and a different focus, and that was all okay.
The pastor also says more people seem to be contacting elected officials lately to voice their opinions. Patricia Lawson from Canton agrees.
I have on my cell phone, I have Mr. Renacci, I have Gibbs, I have Portman, and I have Sherrod Brown. So if there's an issue that I think that they ought to hear about, even though Mr. Gibbs is my congressman, I will go ahead and send it to them. I also make phone calls.
Do you feel that in general, nationwide, that sort of thing might be having an impact?
Oh, I think it must be, because I'm seeing it online, I'm seeing it in the news. And I just want people to think about this. This is dangerous, what is going on. This is a little step towards something I don't think we want to have.
At many recent protests, parallels have been drawn between the current refugee situation and the one that existed up to and during World War II. Eric Resnick from Canton is Jewish and says he never got to know family members who died in the Holocaust.
Had people made the statements that we're trying to make today and had people rallied around the Jews at that time, the effect of the Holocaust might have been lessened. I doubt if it had been prevented, but it would have been lessened. And we as Americans are better off when we are open and when we actually live what we say we stand for.
Jennifer Mazzico from Canton says what the U.S. should stand for is compassion for all immigrants, regardless of origin.
I think that people separate into good immigrants and bad immigrants, and an immigrant is an immigrant. Mercy and justice and grace has to go for everybody or it goes for no one.
One of the final speakers was a refugee herself. 20-year-old Zara Haideri came here last year from Afghanistan. She settled in Akron and worked as an interpreter with the Akron Public Schools. During the protest, she pleaded with the crowd to recognize that there are many misconceptions about Islam due to terrorist groups like the Taliban, who her father died fighting against.
They believe that when they kill people and when they die, they will go to paradise. And Muhammad support them. No, it's wrong. It's really wrong. It's not in Quran. Quran says that be kind with all people. We are Muslim, but we are not terrorists. Yes.
Much of the crowd did not appear to be Muslim, but many of them did bring signs critical of the president. Bob Harper of United Steelworkers Local 1123 in Canton says he can understand why the middle class may have voted for Trump. He does not think the immigration order is a good idea, nor does he think the president will make good on promises to bring back manufacturing jobs.
Unfortunately, I don't think he will. In 4 years, we're going to wish we had something else, but I'm getting tired of hearing, you know, make America great again. America is great to start with.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.